So, as I'm talking, I would like you to think about your week, 24 hours a day, 7 days. Every week is different, right? But I want you to be thinking about what time do you block out for rest? What time are you working? Are you working during the middle of the night times when you should be sleeping, for example? When are you taking care of other people? When are you doing household stuff? When are you bathing? When are you eating? How much time does your commute take? Look at what's happening in your calendar. And you're probably going to get a little frustrated because it's going to fill up real quick while I'm still naming things you could be doing to take care of yourself. And that's my point, is that there literally are not enough hours in the day. The reason it feels too hard is because it is too hard. Too much is being asked of us. Long story short. So we're going to deal with the stress. First of all, what on earth actually is the stress? You've all heard of fight, flight, freeze, fawn at this point. So let's talk about what's happening physiologically and why it's different from dealing with the stressor. So evolutionarily, the stress response is there to help us survive things like being chased by predators. Did you know that the most dangerous land mammal on Earth, second only to humans, is the hippo? So let's imagine that you're being chased by a hippo. It's coming right for you. What happens in your body? Stress response, right? Adrenaline and cortisol and all the things happening, increased heart rate, increased blood pressure. Your digestive system shifts, your immune system shifts, your reproductive system shifts. All that gets prioritized because the priority right now is surviving this threat, which involves, so there's the stress response, chemical changes affecting every organ system in your body. And what do? When you see that hippo coming right for you run. And at this point, there's only two possible outcomes, right? Either you get trampled by the hippo, or, and in which case, none of the rest of this matters, or you survive. So imagine that you're in the environment of evolutionary adaptedness, the savanna of Africa. A hippo is coming right for you. You run back to your village, and somebody sees you coming, and they see the hippo behind you, and they wave you but over into their door, and you both stand with your shoulders against the door. And this is a remarkably unhappy and determined, persistent hippo. So it charges still at you, and your heart's still pounding, and your muscles are still tense. And you put your shoulder against the door, and you look at this person who's collaborating to help save your life. And eventually, that hippo gives up, and he wanders away. And you see the hippo disappear across the horizon, and you look to this person who just helped save your life, and how do you feel? You're relieved, you're exhausted, but glad to be alive. You love your friends and family. The sun seems to shine brighter. This is the complete stress response cycle. The difficulty is that these days we despite the danger of hippos, we are almost never chased by hippos or any kind of animal that could trample us or claw us to death. Instead, the stressors we experience are things like traffic, pandemic, our families, our workplaces, the future with a capital T, capital F. White supremacist, cis heteropatriarchal, rapidly exploitative late capitalism, right? Small things that activate our stress response on a regular basis that no amount of running will ever get us away from, right? So that means our stress response is being activated in a way that doesn't allow it ever to be completed. So the trick is to grant our body opportunities to complete the stress response cycle, even though our stressors still exist. So let's just talk about one example, traffic. If you're sitting in traffic and it's slow and just taking forever, you have an expectation about how long it's supposed to take, and it's just taking longer and longer, and your muscles are getting tense, and your heart rate is increasing, your digestion is not okay, and your shoulders are trying to be your earrings. when you finally get out of that traffic and you finally make your way home, which is where you were trying to get, do you suddenly, you arrive at your door and you feel glad to be alive and you're exhausted but relieved and the sun seems to shine brighter and you love your friends and family? Or when you get out of that traffic and you arrive home, are you still feeling like you slightly want to punch someone in the face and you might take it out by snipping at the first mammal you see at your door, right? You've dealt with the stressor, you have gotten home, but you haven't dealt with the stress itself. So this is the answer to the question, what do I do when the stress is still there, when the stressor is gone? Or what do I do when the stressor is not going to end? The problem is not the stress itself. The problem is getting stuck in the middle of a stress response cycle. And a lot of us are walking around with, you know, decades of incomplete stress response cycles in our bodies. And so we have to complete those cycles. The gift of our bodies is they will just hold on to those spinning incomplete stress response cycles for as long as we need them to. They will set up camp in some organ system and wait for you, though they will gradually create damage to your body. Your body's trying its best, but you know, if you stay in an elevated stress response for years at a time with your digestive system or your cardiovascular system or your immune system affected in a stress situation, if your blood pressure is increased for 15 minutes, you might cause some damage to some of your blood vessels, but when you relax, your immune system comes back online, your blood pressure goes down, and your body has an opportunity to repair that damage. But if you stay in that stress state, right, you continue doing more damage to your blood vessels, which really only want like a steady trickling stream, and the stress response is like a fire hose. And so when you have a constant fire hose and a constantly suppressed immune system, so you can't repair the damage that's happening, that is how plaques form on the damage. And the stress, it's just stress. Stress causes heart disease in a literal physiological sense. We can tell the same kind of story for lots of other organ systems. But in order to repair that, in order to undo that system, you have to complete the stress response cycle. This means that wellness is not about being peaceful or calm. It's not about a state of mind or a state of being. Stress happens. The stress is not the problem. The problem is getting stuck. That means that wellness is a state of action. Wellness is the freedom to oscillate through the natural cycles of living in a mammalian body. That's going to show up not just in completing the stress response cycle, but in all of the stress management strategies that we're going to talk about.